Blog Talk Radio.
Gentleman that was singing came from Ireland, and when he got off the boat, he went into the military right away, and that gave him citizenship. And he was from the 20th Maine, and today Maine ascends to Washington, the Cauldron Sisters, Olympia Snowjob, and Susan Tom Collins, and the two of them do nothing but hurt this country. And I got to tell you, all the New England states are all in alignment with hurting the country. I got to say it like it is. Look at what New York sends. Look at what Massachusetts sends. I don't want to tell you about Massachusetts because our best presidential candidate is from Massachusetts. But we are not getting the cream of the crop, my friends. We're getting, and if you look at Obama, we're getting the cream of the crap. The Navy SEALs are all upset that Obama turned this hit on bin Laden into a political stunt. They don't like it. And I'll tell you who really doesn't like it. That's the friends of the 22 SEALs that were in a chopper that got killed in Afghanistan on a Mickey Mouse mission. And no mission is Mickey Mouse. But let me tell you something. If you got a Marine, a general, that can't control the propaganda coming from the burning of two Korans, you got a problem. And when he has to get on the radio and say, Salam Aleikum to my Afghan friends, while his boys are being backshot every day, and I'm going to give you some bad statistics that you're not going to like, And one of the statistics is, in 8 years under Bush, do you know what the casualty count killed in action was in Afghanistan? You ready? 8 years of Bush, 461. Do you know what it is under Obama and bin Laden? 2,000. 2,000, and you don't even know. If there was 2,000 dead under Bush, they'd be reading them off on the TV screen every night while you're throwing up your supper. But that's how the communist media works. And get used to the word communist, because it's going to become widely used very shortly. And as this contest gets heated, you're going to see more communists like Occupy Wall Street, which is all communist. And, of course, you saw that five communists got caught trying to blow up a bridge in Cleveland. And now they're going to go to prison, and they're going to tell the prison population that they like to blow up things. And I'm sure the prison population is going to entertain them. Yeah, unbelievable, man. We're in trouble. We lost our country, and now we're trying to get it back in pieces. So having said that, I could read you some blogs that have been bouncing around on the internet. One thought I had when we were just talking about, and Mohammed Karzai is getting $2 billion a year, just what we need. You know what I would do if I was president of the United States? I would give bad news to a lot of people. I would give them bad, bad news. You know what the news would be? The news would be my fellow Americans and allies, a coalition of the willing. Let me see if I can find my intro, and I'll give you the whole routine. Hang in there. Bear with me. I've got a slow computer. I guess Media Matters must have found my hideout. Let's see. Presidential. We're looking for presidential. President's tune. Here we go. I'll give you the whole routine. Ladies and gentlemen, the President of the United States. Fellow Americans, today with a heavy heart, I come to you with bad news. As of today, I have issued Executive Order Number 1. We are going to cut the government in half. The House and the Senate will be reduced to part-time work, and we don't want any volunteers. The only thing we're going to increase is the size of the Marine Corps and the Post Office. And the sanitation workers in New York will now be carrying guns, because we have to stay on the offensive against Al-Qaeda. But the saddest news goes out to our allies and all of the countries that we have been paying tribute to. And as of today, we are not allowed to write any overseas checks. So it was with a heavy heart that I say to Mohammed Karzai, the $2 billion a year won't be coming anymore. To the Palestinians, no money. To anybody who received grants from us, and no money. No money. We have no money. We're broke. We can't pay our bills. We have no money for you. What about the UN? Oh, The only thing that we're going to give the UN this year is one towel and one bar of soap. And that's it, fellas. That's it. Until we get our bills paid, we can't pay off anybody. And everybody's going to have to tighten their belts, especially immigration, who has been taking money under the table for 18 years to let Al-Qaeda in. Yes. And, of course, the GSA, all the parties are canceled. There will be no more. There'll be no more parties. And the Secret Service now isn't allowed to leave the country. And I don't know what we're going to do. And we're losing GM to China. They're going to make Cadillacs in China. We're not getting any money in. We're not taking in any money. In spite of all of the EPA fines that we broke the backs of major industries with, the money's not coming in anymore. We're going to have to get a job. Hang in there, folks. I'll give you a tune. You want a Pledging My Love? We'll do Pony Time.
It's Pony Time! Get up! Do the pony with your partner, or in a big bar sign. But anyway, do the head, you're gonna look real fine. So get with it, don't quit it. Yeah! Now you turn to the left when I say G, turn to the right when I say hard, now G.
January 2013, everybody will be back to work, and you'll only need three tools to come on the job. One is a broom with a Don't Tread on Me flag. It's called a broom flag, and that's for Operation Clean Sweep. And the other tool that you're going to need is a giant shredder, so you can shred the communist treaties. And the communist health care. And then the third tool that you'll need is a drill for oil, gas, and coal. We love them all, and we're going to have plenty of them. And don't be surprised if you see gas around 39 cents a gallon. Yes, that'll be our gift to America. The oil in the ground belongs to the American people, and we're going to pump it out. And we're going to remember, the oily bird gets the worm. Yeah, okay. So having said that, here's my next article coming up. It's called Caps is Not Shouting. Years ago, before the internet, business correspondence was done by fax. And it was very expensive. If I told you that 1 month I had a $10,000 fax bill, would you believe me? And that's just me. But I, in order to make sure that the faxes went through the first time, and to avoid a bleeding, remember how the faxes used to bleed? I used to send all my faxes in caps for two reasons. One, so that they could still decipher the message if the fax bled. And two, people in third world countries understand English better when it's in caps than when it's in lowercase. So, of course, when we rolled into the internet, all of a sudden, up comes this group of people, you know, the kind that go into home associations and overrule the size of the flag that you can have on your front lawn. You know those people, the meddlesomes? You ever meet those people, the meddlesomes? You know, they have nothing to do but get involved in your world and destroy it. So all of a sudden, I've seen threatening notices. You can't use caps. Caps is shouting. And then all of a sudden, I turn around, and they're now laying claim to letters of the alphabet. You can't use the I word anymore. You can't use the C word, as in communist. You can't use the F word, as in faggot. I'm a faggot. And I am grandfathered, and I'm proud to be a faggot. And I will say it as many times as I care to. You see, so you can't say the C word either. C is in communist. The same communist who demand letters be removed from the alphabet like G, I, and F will tell you that caps is shouting. Actually, I like lowercase for the letter T because it looks like a cross. As for all other punctuation, I bless myself, I dot my I's, and I cross, and I put a big cross in my blog, I cross my T's. Don't let the flag burning, baby killing, nation betraying, demo commos tell you how to think. Never forget, we are one nation under Tim Tebow. It is time for a giant cross movement across the land. Let's get cross. Mojave, yeah, the Tea Party gets cross. Everybody says the Tea Party is dead. We're not dead. We're just taking a nap. What time is it? Mojave crosses make nice gifts. There's a business opportunity for some jeweler. Every ACLU and Southern Poverty Law Center should have a giant cross facing it on private land / rentals. Then I said One Nation under Tim Tebow. Just kidding. Then I give you a few websites you can check. www.mediacrapmatters.us, www.spiritofamericapartyradioshow.com. You can go to YouTube. I pledge to thee a boycott NBC. I pledge to thee boycott NBC. This sounds like code words to the World War II Underground Army before the D-Day. YouTube, 911 Danny Boy. YouTube, 911 Danny Boy. YouTube, flag burners of record. Is your communist senator Viet Cong grease mouse there? Flag burners of record, YouTube. Do you remember when the communists called graffiti art and praised the real estate value reducers, calling them ghetto artists? If those same subway Van Goghs started a cross collection, especially on the New York subways, the demo commos would call for the death penalty. Mohammed Bloomberg would call for jihad against anybody with a magic marker or a spray can of paint. You don't believe me? Try it and see what happens. Try this one, and then I put up a family coat of arms, and it shows a hand holding a cross on a shield. And then I plugged my book, The Spirit of America Party, book. You can get it on Amazon. It's only $9.95 if you have Kindle. Okay, so peaceful occupiers attempt to blow up a bridge. I told you about that one, right? Let's see what it says. Oh, be sure to tell the prison population you like to blow things up. Then I went on to say, Rambo Bama strikes again. What no tribute to the 22 Navy SEALs whose lives were wasted? The next day they were buried in the Obama press before the bodies could be loaded on the plane. Here's a number he can't hide. Bush, 8 years in country, 461 KIA Americans. Obama, 3.5 years of BS, 2,000 Americans KIA. Wait till you see how many come back shot on the run, how many get back shot on the run out. Saigon, here we come again. Always on demo camo time. Let's see what else we got here. Ask Greta on Fox about Hillary Clinton's Afghan women's rights. Greta's very upset. And here's a little article on bullying. Why bullying is not nice. If you're a young black man coming home from school seeing 10 white men lynching your grandfather, every time you see 10 or more white men looking angry, you will get a knot in your stomach. The reverse is also true if you see an old white man getting beaten and stomped by hoodies. You too will get edgy. So the latest communist craze is anti-bullying, and the communists will tell you who the bullies are. When I grew up, our heroes were cowboys, and they all had guns. The good guys rescued school moms in trouble. Today, no one rescues the school moms who need more rescuing than in the Wild West. Guns are a no-no, and if a six-year-old draws one only on paper, he gets 5 years in Eric Holder prison. Women have been trained to fear guns, and many get very upset at the sight of one. Yet it is women who need NRA courses for their own protection. They do not need a Clint Eastwood ton of iron. A nice little pepper gun is smaller than a compact. And in the 1800s, women had muff guns, you know, muffs to keep your hands warm, and a little pistol in there. The owner of the Derringer Company is a sweet little lady. A petite little handgun will give a bad guy 6 reasons to change his mind and is much faster than a 911 call. And you can add the words, send an ambulance, not for me, but for him. Wasn't I pleasantly surprised when a 5-year-old kid was invited to play street lawn soccer by 2 older kids, 1-8 and 1-10. Real gentlemen, a product of a good mother and father team. Truly a full-time job. The older kids taught the younger kid how to play goalie and foot dribble the ball. The 5-year-old was pumped up. It was his first time playing with the big kids. He did pretty good. You know the old rule, if you hang around high standards people, your standards will be higher too. Well, the boys lost interest in soccer and switched to football. And a little girl about 3.5 years old wanted to play because her 5-year-old brother was playing. And she was brokenhearted because she couldn't play. So the boys, being gentlemen, said, okay, you can play. She ran into a house and returned with a balloon fish and 1 page from her coloring book. And she gave the page to the 8-year-old, who ran into his house and gave his mother the page from the coloring book. And then he returned to the scene with 2 plastic rifles. The 5-year-old ran into his house and came back with his rifle. The good old days are coming back. Everybody was happy and nobody went to communist jail. The story continues. The 5-year-old's mother is a pacifist, frowns on guns, and has taught her son never to be confrontational. So they go to a kid's party, and for 5 years, her boy has been trained to be passive. At the party is a 3.5-year-old who is very small but aggressive. He has 2 rough-and-tumble older brothers, and the little 3.5-year-old kid threatens the other kids with the sign of pointing to his eyes with 2 fingers and then pointing the fingers in your face as if to say, I'm going to get you. So he proceeds to punch, kick, and push the 5-year-old. The 5-year-old goes to his mother to complain. His mother tells him to be nice. The mother goes to the vandal's mother and points out her son is acting aggressively. The 3.5-year-old's mom says, so? Your son is bigger. So what? And the passive mom goes back to her son and says to her son, okay, punch him in the face. Now, you know what the kid said, the five-year-old? He said, Mom, he's smaller than me. I'm going to hurt him. But now the five-year-old will be taking karate lessons. And the moral of the story is there's only so much bullshit you can take. So I just thought I'd give you that. That's a true story. I'd give you that chuckle. There comes a day when enough is enough. And I hope that day is coming at election time where we can get rid of all of these communists who are destroying our country. And here's this is a video. So, but you know about the guy that said our job is to crucify and terrorize, right? The guy from the EPA, he's going around. It's really sad. It's absolutely sad. I think he got fired. When they become obvious, they get fired. But the demo commos, they have cohorts of guys, goons that can fill the ranks. Okay, so here's another one. Over the last 3 years, we beat the Taliban. And this is by Osama bin Laden. I did this while I was listening to a speech last night between Boss and the Bucket. Speech excerpts from Bagram, Afghanistan. Oh, Bagram. NATO is coming to Chicago and sing I Saw a Man Who Danced with His Wife. Chicago, where a demo camo seat cost $1 million. Senate seat. Back shooting is up in Afghanistan. Oh, they're not reporting any incident where there are no casualties. They're not telling you how many combat sorties they're encountering if there are no casualties on the American side. Training more Afghanis to finish us off on the way out, as Pravda, Al Jazeera, NBC, and CNN shows defeat footage. Now that we are legalizing weed to heroin, we will be giving Afghanistan large orders for opium. Isn't that something, that they outlaw smoking, but they want everybody to be a junkie? Yeah, that's the way it is here, fair and balanced in America. We will leave. Did you know that cops can only stop for alcohol? They can't stop for drugs? There's no testing in a road check for drugs. It's got to be obvious. If a guy is high on weed, there's no test for him. If a guy is high on heroin, there's no test for him. If the guy's a junkie and he's 2 minutes away from going monkey, there's no test for him. Not even for speeding. It's kind of hard when he's doing 120 miles an hour to ask for a sample, a hair sample, so you can send it to the FBI lab. We all leave, all the helpless Afghanis who helped us to be executed by Pakistani troops, Hezbollah, and the Taliban, as Al-Qaeda resets up shop. We did it in Nam to the Hmong people. Demo camos get you into war and leave you to die on the battlefield, promising never to run again. Then they rush to the airports to spit on returning GIs. We will give the Taliban the exact movements of our disarmed troops, just like we gave them 22 Navy SEALs from SEAL Team 6, bundled in one chopper on a bogus mission into Grenade Launcher Alley with no Black Hawk chopper prep. I apologize for the lives we had to waste to lose this war, but if there's any consolation, I was never caught voting to burn the flag like Joe Biden was. Can you believe you got a vice president who voted to burn the flag? Huh? And they call him Joe the Jerk. He's worse. He's dangerous. Sunlight glistens on a soaring, a new tower, not yet finished in New York, but already on the Al-Qaeda maps. New York will once again be that shining target that Bill Clinton gave Al-Qaeda in 1993. By not taking action, Clinton cost us two towers and less than 3,000 dead Americans, if you don't count the 200 pro-life babies who died with their pro-life mothers. Then it's 3,000. I guess you would have to add all the lost limbs, burned faces, and 8,000 dead as a bonus. It only took us 10 years to build only one tower, which is now the tallest building in New York. Big deal. We beat the Empire State Building, which was built by the Greatest Generation in 1 year. by construction workers wearing no hard hats, no OSHA, no EPA, carrying lunch pails, and planes could not shake it. Today, the tallest buildings in the world, the tallest building in the world is in Dubai, built by America gas price jerks, who are not allowed to drill in their own country. They are still standing in lines, this time to take off their shoes, another part of the Clinton legacy. Furthermore, as Americans get backshot on the way out, the media has been ordered not to use the name American, but substitute the word NATO as we dump SEAL bodies on American front lawns. We will not report any firefight that does not have casualties. And if you're on watch and you see Taliban planting IEDs within shooting distance, you are not authorized to protect yourself. They mean no harm. It has only been 3 years of victory under Rambama, but I take full credit. Anyone who died or served before my time is a loser. Forget that Bush in 8 years in Afghanistan lost 461 lives, while Obama reached 2,000 NATO troops killed on his magnificent watch. And I saw Donald Rumsfeld, which I think is the most abused guy, Secretary of Defense we ever had. Everybody ran from him when Bush threw him under the bus at Christmas time, after Bush put his arm around him and said, "This guy will be with me to the end." But Rumsfeld never once snapped back at Bush. He was a loyal Secretary of Defense. And when Ted Kennedy, who is now burning in boiler number 3, looked down his nose at Rumsfeld and said, "When are you going to quit?" Rumsfeld looked at the Chappaquiddick seal and said, "I serve at the pleasure of the president. When he makes that call, I will obey." How's that? Rumsfeld, to me, was a seven-inning pitcher. And in baseball, if you pitch seven innings, you get credit for the game. Not Obama. "I have to get out of Bagram right now," says Obama, "before the Taliban take me out like they took out SEAL Team 6. Be sure to vote for me and autograph my 401k that used to be yours." Remember, when the company drops, when your company drops your medical coverage, I'll be there to buy your vote with your Social Security money. And now that they're laying off the Marine Corps, a lot of those guns can go to Eric Holder. 9,000 Marines are coming out of Okinawa. Yeah, he's doing it. He's saving salaries. But 9,000 Marines will be replaced by 9,000 IRS agents who are coming to your house. They want to know. If you're a waitress, they want to know if the camera in your apron is working. Yeah. "We only hurt the little people." That should be their slogan. I'll give you another tune, and then when we come back, I may read to you, "Conservative women have more babies." So hang in there. Twilight time. Oh, no, that's only 3 seconds. That won't work. You want to hear the Pope's drug war? You know, the Pope is anti-drug. Did you know that? What a great guy. Did I tell you that Georgetown University should be turned into a monastery? And where they take the vow of silence? I'll give you this Rockin' Robin.
He rocks in the treetop all the day long, popping and a popping and a singing his song. All the little birds on Jaybird Street love to hear the robin go tweet, tweet, tweet. Rockin' Robin, tweet, tweet, tweet. Rockin' Robin, tweet. Oh, Rockin' Robin, 'cause we're really gonna rock 'em tonight. Every little swallow, every chickadee, every little bird in the tall oak tree, the wise or loud, the big black crow, flap of their wings, sing and go, bird, go. Rockin' Robin, Rockin' Robin. Oh, Rockin' Robin, 'cause we're really gonna rock 'em tonight. Oh. We'll be right back. pretty little raven that the birdman sent. Talking about the goose a-popping, it was grand. They started going steady and bless my soul. He out-popped the buzzard and the Oreo. He rocks in the treetop all day long, popping and a-popping and a-singing his song. All the little birds on Jaybird Street love to hear the robin go tweet, tweet, tweet. Rockin' Robin,
tweet, 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 tweet.
Rockin' Robin,
tweet, tweet, tweet.
Slow rockin' robin, cause they're really gonna rock tonight. We own the pretty little raven at the birdman's stand. Tossed him out the zoo, the pop, and it was grand. They started going steady and bless my soul. He out-popped the buzzard and the Oreo. He rocked in the treetop all the day long, hopping and a-bopping and a-singing his song. All the little birds on Jaybird Street look to hear the robin go tweet, tweet, tweet. Rockin' robin,
tweet.
Rockin' Robin, slow rockin' Robin, cause we're really gonna rock tonight.
I checked out that American Conservative Women Have More Babies. That's an earlier show, probably about a week ago, that I did, and that was just the connection to the show. But if you go up on Blog Talk Radio, SOAP or Spirit of America Party, you can archive any show we've done in the last 2 years. A buddy of mine sent me this, and I thought I would share it with you. Safety is free. Use it generously. I don't know what that means. Red kettles and bell ringers. As you open your pocketbooks for the next natural disaster, please keep these facts in mind. The American Red Cross president and CEO Marsha J. Evans' salary for the year was $951,000. $951,957 plus expenses. Plus expenses is a big thing. The United Way President Brian Gallagher receives a $675,000 base salary along with numerous expense benefits. UNICEF CEO Carol M. Stern receives $1,900,000 per year. That's $158,000 per month, plus all expenses, including a Rolls Royce, and less than 5 cents, 4.4 cents per donated dollar goes to that cause. How's that for a ripoff? The Salvation Army's Commissioner, Todd Bassett, receives a salary of only $13,000 a year plus housing for managing this $2 billion organization. 96% of donated dollars go to the cause. Now, I got to tell you something. If you ask any GI that served in World War II, and I used to hear it all the time, they will tell you that the Red Cross would charge them for coffee and donuts, and the Salvation Army gave them to them for free. And when they used to complain to the Red Cross why they were charging the GIs on the front lines, they said, you don't need the money where you're going. How's that? And they don't forget. A wounded GI doesn't forget. The American Legion National Commander, the American Legion National Commander receives zero salary. Your donations go to help veterans and their family and youth. The Veterans of Foreign Wars National Commander receives a zero salary. Your donations go to help veterans and their families and youth. The Disabled American Veterans National Commander receives zero salary. Your donations go to help veterans and their family and youth. The Military Order of Purple Hearts, a national commander, receives zero salary. Your donations go to help veterans and their family and youth. The Vietnam Veterans Association national commander receives zero salary, and his money goes the same way. No further comment is necessary, and please share this with everyone you can. All that is necessary for evil to triumph is for good men to do nothing, and that we have done it for so long, we have lost our country. So I just want to give you that again. American Red Cross president makes $951,000 a year. United Way receives $675,000, big benefits. UNICEF, $1,900,000 plus a Rolls Royce. And less than 5 cents for every donated dollar goes to that cause. Anybody that donates to that is crazy. And the Salvation Army Commissioner, Todd Bassett, receives $13,000 a year. He could apply for welfare. How's that? So remember, I remember the United Way when I used to get paid on payday, getting ready to go on weekend pass, and they were collecting for the United Way, and if you didn't give, they wouldn't give you the pass. So I never gave. I bought a bond. You had three choices. You could give to the United Way, you could give to the Red Cross, or you could buy a bond. I used to buy a bond and cash it at the bar the next month. So just think about that. Remember who's taking care of who. And there's one that's got a symbol of one GI carrying another GI, wounded veterans. Have you ever seen that one? That one you should look into. And if it's as good as the others, remember the wounded vets, because there are guys that are carrying. Wounded Warrior Project. There are guys who are carrying a heavy load. And you know what? There's very few of them. We have a skeleton crew of freedom, and one day we're all going to go to the front in taxicabs, and we're going to look like Hitler's army in the last days. We're in trouble. We're in big trouble. Let me give you a tune to cheer you up now that I depressed you. Here we go. We did Rockin' Robin. Well, you want a samba? Samba, there's a long samba. We'll give a little samba.
Call it a day. they burst your pretty balloon and taken the moon away. It's time to wind up the masquerade. Just make your mind up, the piper must be paid. The party's over, the candles flicker and dim. You danced and dreamed through the night. It seemed to be right just being with him. Now you must wake up, all dreams must end. Take off your makeup, the party's over. It's all over, my friend. Party's over, it's time to call it a day. Now you must wake up, all dreams must end. Take off your makeup, party's over, it's all over, my friend, it's all over.
Now that the communists have destroyed American industry, the only thing left to destroy is the military industry. And once they have destroyed that, then we have a wide open nation, a fit for conquest. So one of the tactics that the communists use are, they quote Dwight D. Eisenhower at the end of his term of office in a speech, where he said, beware the military-industrial complex. And we should be aware of what things cost and the relationship that the military-industrial complex has with the military. But we need a strong military, and we need a strong military-industrial complex. So the communists love to quote Eisenhower, beware the military-industrial complex. Every college professor that you run into will be saying that as he gets ready to denigrate the United States and reduce it to common matter, not fit for European consumption. The last college professor that used it on me added at dinner, and we don't need aircraft carriers either. Yes, I know this guy. He's going to negotiate with terror. Come on now, fellas. Can't we all get along? Never forget that Eisenhower had two letters in his jacket on D-Day. One if he won and one if he lost. All Patton had was a map of Berlin and a crowdfinder. And he moved so fast that they cut off his gasoline supplies to enable the Russians to get to Berlin first and rape 2 million German women. And the suicide rate was very high. The communists love to quote Eisenhower's bewares. But George Washington said, in times of peace, prepare for war. And that's always been my philosophy. Article says, Obama is going to push the Philippines in China's face. And I reply, Abu Tam, the American fundamentalist. Do not allow Vladimir Obama to play the Philippine people. They are our brothers in survival. if you want to help the Philippines, offer them 51st state status. Let them give the Muslim portion to the Muslims and be welcomed as the 51st state. And that ends poverty in the Philippines and strengthens our national interest. We can't afford it. We can. Oh, yes, we can. We'll take half of what the welfare people are getting. Yeah, a little less welfare, a little more work. Wouldn't hurt anybody. Don't tread on us, China. One thing is for certain, the next war is nuclear and sooner than we think. And remember my old axiom, never can happen, happens all the time. I just hope it starts elsewhere. So that's a little comment. Keep an eye on the Philippines because Obama's going to play with them. Let's see what else we got here. Did you know that the two senators from Hawaii voted to burn the flag? And they're both war heroes? How's that? Well, that just goes to show you that the flag doesn't count anymore. Oh, yes, it does. Yes, it does. It counts somewhere. It counts in some mother's mantelpiece with a next to a picture of her son. And for that one lady in this country, nobody should ever burn a flag. It should be treason, punishable by firing squad. And anybody that wants to burn a flag should only be allowed to do it on a cold, rainy, windy day with a wet book of matches in front of a 6,000-man Marine sniper team. And, of course, the sniper team goes first. So let's see what this says. Alabama is under pressure for proof of eligibility for Obama. They don't want to let him on the ballot because he's not an American. You know, and that doesn't count as papers. He's just not an American. Yeah, so he went to Afghanistan and he played Jelly Roll Morton. Yeah, he got up there, Charlie Potatoes. Yeah, I flew in. I wanted to be with my troops. I want to take credit. I was there. I had my scuba gear on. I was ready to jump right in there and get Obama. They held me back. Yeah, and you know who was there with him? Dick Durbin. Dick Durbin was carrying his spear gun. Give me a break, man. Give me a break. Alabama Supreme Court Justice Tom Parker has declared that based upon probable cause of criminal wrongdoing involving Obama's records and the cloud of uncertainty hanging over Barack Hussein Obama's constitutional eligibility to run for the office or serve as President of the United States, official relief of the matter sought by a sovereign Alabama citizen may be in order. God bless you, Alabama citizen. Stars fell on Alabama. A filing for the writ of mandamus, by well-known grassroots activist Hugh McGinnis, that seeks to require a certified original copy of Obama's birth certificate authenticated by the Secretary of State before Obama would be allowed on the Alabama presidential ballot in November is valid, says Justice Parker. It has raised serious questions about Obama's alleged long-form birth certificate, currently available as an electronic file online, and given the possibility that it is a forgery, the state has an obligation to act. I do believe it is a forgery, and if it turns out to be a forgery, Bill O'Reilly should get a pants-down spanking live on TV. Yeah, from the guy that does the exercises. Oh, here's a good one. This one will really get you. Detroit, very interesting social commentary. You're going to be sick when you're in Detroit. Used to be the backbone of America. The big industrial town. Built cars, guns, tanks. Detroit. If it came out of Detroit, it was rugged. It was tough. It was made in the USA. This is not about just politics. It is about a culture of greed on one hand and acquiescence on the other. They got a picture of a guy, Frosty Wooldridge, born in 1947, is a U.S. journalist, writer, environmentalist, traveler. And for 15 years, from the mid-1970s to 1990, I worked in Detroit, Michigan. I watched it descend into the abyss of crime, debauchery, drugs, guys. Get rid of drugs or you're going to lose your country. Drugs is killing this country, and your government wants to legalize it so they can tax it, and they want more junkies, not less junkies. They want more rehab units, more tax money to cover all of our weaknesses. I watched it descend into the abyss of crime, debauchery, gunplay, drugs, school truancy. 7,000 kids a day drop out of Catholic out of high schools. They ought to be in Catholic high schools. You're not allowed to drop out. And the biggest threat is we'll send you to public school, and nobody wants to go to public school. Yeah, I watched entire city blocks burned out. I watched graffiti explode on buildings, cars, trucks, buses, and schoolyards. I told you about graffiti, right? Oh, it's the ghetto and the ghetto artists. Yeah. And every time Junior comes out with a spray can, the price of the dad's house goes down another $50,000. Trash everywhere. You got to see these pictures that make you sick. Detroiters walked through it, tossed more into it, and ignored it. Tens of thousands and then hundreds of thousands today exist on federal welfare, free housing, and food stamps. What happened to the work ethic? We've lost our work ethic. That's why we're no longer the most powerful nation on the face of the earth. And any politician that gets up and makes that statement should have his ass kicked. The last ones who did it, you know who got up there and shouted, we're the most powerful nation on the face of the earth? And they did the Kazatsky holding each other on the campaign floor. Al Gore and Joe Liverwish. Joe Liverwish, the flag burner and baby killer, Mr. Orthodox himself. But he gets a pass because he's smooth. With aid, you know who was smooth? Hitler was smooth. Stalin was smooth. Mao Zedong was smooth. Fidel Castro was the smoothest. With aid to dependent children, minority women birthed 8 to 10, and in one case, one woman birthed 24 children, as reported by the Detroit Free Press, all on American taxpayer dollars. Ooh, I wonder how much money you make with 24 kids. A new child meant a new car payment, new TV, and whatever mom wanted. I saw Lyndon Baines Johnson's Great Society flourish in Detroit. If you give money for doing nothing, you will get more hands out taking money for doing nothing. Mayor Coleman Young, perhaps the most corrupt mayor in America outside of Richard Daley in Chicago, rode Detroit down to its knees. He sent the benchmark for cronyism, incompetence, and arrogance. As a black man, he said, I am the MFIC. The IC meant in charge. You can figure out the rest. How's that? Wonderful. I don't think any of these people are going to be voting for Romney. In Detroit, and I got to tell you something, we got to save the Latinos because the Latinos are being swallowed up by the left under bogus anti-white stories. And the Latinos are a great people, and they contribute very heavily to the success of the USA. I can give you 14 names. They're all Gomez, and they all contributed to the success of the USA by keeping us alive because they all died in Iraq and Afghanistan. 14 guys named Gomez gave their lives for us. And that's why the Latinos got to come out of that party of death and get with the party of religion and the party of children, the party that loves children, and the party that won't burn the flag that the 14 Gomez's are buried under. As a United Van Lines truck driver for my summer job, from teaching math and science, I loaded hundreds of American families into my van for a new life in another city or state. Detroit plummeted from 1.8 million citizens to 912,000 today. At the same time, legal and illegal immigrants converged on the city for the free government handouts. So much so that Muslims number over 300,000, Mexicans number 400,000 throughout Michigan, but most work in Detroit. As the whites moved out, the Muslims moved in. And the crimes became more violent, the whites fled. Finally, unlawful Mexicans moved in at a torrid pace. Detroit suffers so much from shoplifting that grocery stores no longer operate in many inner city locations. You could cut the racial tension in the air with a knife. Detroit may be one of the best examples of multiculturalism, pure dislike, and total separation from America. Today, you hear Muslim calls to worship over the city like a new American Baghdad, with hundreds of Islamic mosques in Michigan paid for by Saudi Arabian oil money. High school flunkout rates reached 76% last June. According to NBC's Brian Williams, classrooms resemble more foreign countries than America. English, few speak it. The city features a 50% illiteracy rate and growing. Unemployment hit 28.9% in 2009 as the auto industry vacated the city and moved to China. In Time magazine, that's where GM's going, guys. They got a billion and a half buyers market over there, Chinese people's market over there. They're not going to waste time in America and pay those taxes. In Time magazine on October the 4th, 2009, the tragedy of Detroit, how a great city fell and how it can rise again. I choked on the writer's description of what happened. If Detroit had been ravaged by a hurricane and submerged by a ravenous flood, we'd know a lot more about it, said Daniel Okrent. If drought and carelessness had spread brush fires across the city, we would see it on the evening news every night. Earthquake, tornadoes, you name it. If natural disaster had devastated the city that was once the living proof of American prosperity, the rest of the country might take notice. They're showing a picture of a theater here. Beautiful, completely rotten. You could see at one time it was like one of those Greek outdoor theaters. But Detroit, once our fourth largest city, now 11th and slipping rapidly, has had no such luck. Its disaster has long been a slow unwinding that seemed to remove it from the rest of the country. Even the death rattle that in the past year emanated from its signature industry brought more attention to the auto executives than to the people of the city, who had for so long been victimized by their dreadful decision-making. And I got to tell you something about GM. They stiffed the stockholders and bondholders under a pretentious bankruptcy that never happened because the government bailed them out. And GM owes those people whose money they took, wasted, and lost. And they have to pay those people back. And any lawyer that's worth the salt should be right there right now suing and asking to get part of $1.9 billion they just made in the last quarter. Yes. If you can't do that, you shouldn't even call yourself a lawyer. As Coleman Young's corruption brought the city to its knees, no amount of federal dollars could save the incredible payoffs, kickbacks. The more money the government has, the more money it needs, and the more money it wastes. You've got to cut the size of government at all levels, federal, city, and state. You hear these people, these politicians talking, let's give the money back to the states. Yeah, let's cut the money to the Fed. Let's cut the money to the states. Let's cut the money to the cities so that the illegal immigration is doesn't have to hide his money in the Middle East and make trips every year to go get another suitcase full. I witnessed the city's death from the seat of my 18-wheeler tractor trailer because I moved people out of every sector of decaying Detroit. By any quantifiable standard, the city is on life support. Detroit's treasury is $300 million in short of the funds needed to provide the barest municipal services. Oakland said the school system, which 6 years ago was compelled by the teachers' union to reject a philanthropist's offer of $200 million to build 15 small independent charter high schools, is in receivership. The murder rate is soaring, and 7 out of 10 remain unsolved. 3 years after Katrina devastated New Orleans, unemployment in that city hit a peak of 11%. In Detroit today, the unemployment rate is 29%. That's worth spelling out, 29%. You got to see all of the buildings that are abandoned, all of the factories that are abandoned. At the end of Oakrent's report, and he will write a dozen more about Detroit, he said, that's because the story of Detroit is not simply one of the greatest cities collapse. It's also about the erosion of the industries that helped build the country we know today. We got to go back to manufacturing, everybody. We got to go back to being independent. Independent is what we were. Independent is how we were born. And independent is where we must stay. And we got to make the government smaller, smaller, smaller. If what was once the most prosperous manufacturing city in the nation has been brought to its knees, what does that say about our recent past? And if we can't find a way to get up, what does that say about our future? 1 out of 2 college graduates can't get a job. They're running back to college or they're living in the basement with mom. As you read my book review of Chris Steiner's book, $20 per Gallon, the auto industry won't come back. Immigration will keep pouring more and more uneducated third world immigrants from the Middle East into Detroit, thus creating a beachhead for Islamic hegemony in America. If 50% illiteracy continues, we will see more homegrown terrorists spawned out of the Muslim ghettos of Detroit. Illiteracy plus Islam equals walking human bombs. And you got to see this. It's an empty school. All the papers are on the floor. There's only a few chairs left. You already have seen it in Madrid, Spain, London, England, and Paris, France, with train bombings, subway bombings, and riots. As their numbers grow, oh, by the way, as president, as your president, immigration stops tomorrow. All immigration. Until we can figure out who's coming. As their numbers grow, so will their power to enact their barbaric Sharia law that negates Republican forms of government, First Amendment rights, and subjugates women to the lowest rungs on the human ladder. We will see more honor killings by upset husbands, fathers, and brothers that demand subjugation by their daughters, sisters, and wives. Muslims prefer beheadings of women to scare the hell out of the other members of their sect from straying. Multiculturalism, what a perfect method to kill our language, culture, country, and way of life. And that's another thing, one language. Anything else is a second language. But you'd have to operate with one language, all the translators, and be in jail learning English. I pray everyone who reads this realizes that if we don't stand up and scream at Washington, don't do no good, fellas. Don't do no good. The only thing you can do is you got to get rid of all the crap. You got to no more terms for termites, and you got to limit the offices of the term offices. 4 years in office followed by 4 years in jail. This is what awaits the rest of America. If you think Mexicans and Muslims and other foreigners will eventually fit right in, when you are as big a part of the problem as they are. If you think that this is just a bunch of hooey and you feel no duty to fight for this country, then I'm sorry. I don't know what it'll take for you to take a stand. You know what? I've got relatives in Ireland. I could go live with them. But you know what? I got a feeling they wouldn't want me because I'm an American. And they don't like losers. And democracy is 2 wolves and a lamb voting on what to have for lunch. Liberty is a well-armed lamb contesting the vote, Ben Franklin. So that's the story there. I think I overran my clock time. Let's see. If I didn't, then there's anything left, we'll give it to you in music. Hang in there. Recording left, none. Okay. So we are ending the show. And I usually like to finish with a song. Here's one for you, in case you didn't go to, you're not going to church this Sunday.
O salutaris hostia, quae celi panis hostium, bella primundo filia, da robert fer auxilium. Deo
translation for the first verse applies to us. O saving victim, opening wide the gate of heaven to us below. Our foes press in on every side. Your aid supply, your strength bestow. Pray for our troops in Afghanistan. They are wide open. And Obama may give them a nightmare. So pray for them, because they're gonna be getting backshot on the way out. Not going to go the way Obama thinks it's going to go. Have a nice night.